Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Perium, and it is a very momentum keeps rolling as thousands and thousands and thousands of families are taking Perium products because of your hard work and your efforts and your motivation, and we've got a movement that keeps getting bigger and more important. I mean, I don't know where you live, but where I live, there's lots of information every day now coming out about GMOs and coming out about artificial ingredients, and it just seems as though food issues keep getting higher and higher on the list of things that are getting people's attention. And it's so exciting that we've got great alternatives to processed foods and the right way to eat. And so what you're doing and being on the line tonight to learn about how to promote this business more effectively, not only can help your family and your income, not only can it help the health and community of others around you, but it can really make a difference in the world at large. I know that that's David Sandoval's goal and his focus and mission when he started this company. And so we really appreciate all that you've done to help September be another record-breaking month for us. And Florida, you know, Orlando and Tampa, Fort Lauderdale, and over in New York and Arizona and Utah.
Line is dropped, or if anybody...
Hello?
Okay, we hear you now.
Okay.
Hear you.
It seems like the technology bug is out and in force tonight. One of the announcements that I was going to be making here, and I might as well make it now, is that we actually had some website challenges just for a brief period of time earlier this evening, but just knowing that this is an important time of the month as people are trying to advance and rank, we would technology challenge this evening. So looks like the technology bug is out because out of nowhere I just got dropped off the call. So sorry about that, and things happen out of our control, and doing the best we can as always to make things happen in a positive way. And as I said, we were on the road and making things happen in September, and going to be on the road again in October. I'm going to be flying over to Germany. We're going to be in Rosenheim, David Sandoval and myself. We've got a big Canadian launch event in Toronto, Canada on October 7th. On the 8th, we're having our first event in Michigan. On the 11th, we're going to be in Dallas. Amy Venner's going to be there. On the 11th and 12th, our first event's in Iowa. On the 12th, Amy's going over to Houston, Texas. We're going back to New York, back to Orlando on the 25th. This is going to be another huge, huge, huge month. Lots of excitement and energy. And as I said, really the biggest regional event that we've ever had was in Hawaii, 500-plus people rocking the house. And that leads me to another big, big, big announcement, another major milestone in the company's history before we get to our training call. We have lots of rank advancements here in the month of September. I know there's some folks going for two-star crown and some folks going for crown and folks going for red diamond and all sorts of ranks. What I'd like to do is introduce our first ever Royal Crown tonight, Brandy Shinoto. We just put in this prestigious level. We went beyond five-star crown. In fact, she went beyond five-star crown, so we had to catch up to her and modify our compensation plan here for the month of September. And I'm proud to say, excited to say, that Brandy Shinoto is our first ever first ever Royal Crown. And so, Brandy, are you on the line?
Hey, Dave, what's up?
What's up is your rank and your business and things that are going on in Hawaii. So thanks so much for your hard work here over the last 18 months or so, and would love to hear just a little bit about your ride and anything you wanted to share tonight.
Hey, you know what? If somebody would have told me that I would have been living the life of my dreams right now, like right now I'm on the balcony of a beautiful condo looking out at the beach and the waves. I'm hanging with two of my best friends, my younger brother, Hale Pasqua, and my mentor, David Scotetti. And all day, you know, we're doing what we love. And it's our work. It's what we love. So it doesn't even feel like work. So I'm just looking forward to just partnering up and linking arms with everyone in this company to truly showcase Purium products to the world, but also uplift this amazing profession that not even a fraction of the percentage of Americans really, really have ever gotten a taste of. And I just can't wait to really bring this profession to so many people, along with this company Purium and these products, to really show people that it's a perfect combination and a perfect vehicle to help them achieve their dreams.
Well, fantastic. Well, it's a great segue into tonight's call. You know, you used the word profession, Brandy, and I know that's how you treated it. You know, that even though this business doesn't cost a lot of money to get started, the people that treat it seriously like a profession tend to have a lot more success than those that treat it like a hobby. And, you know, you've led the way in creating that attitude and that energy. And one of the people that you work with on a regular basis, and she's a superstar in her own right, is two-star crown Tracy Fujikane. So for those of you who want to hear, you know, some tips from Brandy, she's going to be on next week's call. But tonight we got two-star crown Tracy Fujikane going to share some really great information on something that she's a master at, which is posture and position and attitude and belief and how to present Purium in a professional way. So, Brandy, thanks for sharing, and Tracy, welcome to the call.
Thanks, David. I'm so excited to be here.
Brandy led us right into this call talking about, being a professional and in the business and tell me, you know, or tell everybody, you know, what that means to you as far as how you like to have a posture and an attitude as a professional in this business when you present Purium.
I love that, David. And really, we did have a perfect start to this call, not only with the technology issue and with Brandy's introduction as well, because it's something that came to my mind as we were having that technical issue, because I also got kicked off the line. And what sprung to mind is that, you know, when you have utter conviction about what you do, when you really have belief in what we have, then it changes your posture, how you come across. You know, if you basically are setting the pace and providing leadership for people. So if we came on the call and like, oh my gosh, we're having all these problems, it's terrible, the world is ending, then of course that's how everybody's going to feel. But we are a team that's known for rolling with the punches. You know, we do what we have to do, and the attitude is always, what can I do? So it's not about what's happening that's wrong, or, you know, somebody brings up a problem. Because I have complete and utter conviction about what we have, I'm never going to be shaken. If someone says, oh, what's this about? And, you know, if I react in a way that's like, oh, well, that's terrible and it's horrible, and, you know, that's a good question, I'm going to find out for you, and I really take that kind of approach, then what kind of confidence does that show that I have? Whereas, you know, when somebody comes to me with something now, whatever it may be, the solid foundation is the conviction I have about what we do. And words right now is perspective. Because
Nice. Perspective
can change how we think. And when we can change how we think, we can change how we feel. When we change how we feel, we can change what we do. And when we change what we do, we can change what we have. So it's a very powerful
thing. Can you say that again, Tracy? Because that was very powerful. Say it again if you could.
Sure. If you can change your perspective, and that changes what you think, and what you think changes what you do, or actually it changes how you feel, and then changes what you do, then you change what you have. So again, let me just do that one more time. So you change your perspective to change what you think, to change how you feel, to change what you do, to change what you have.
So it all starts with perspective. So tell me what you mean by that word and why that's so important as far as your posture and attitude. What are some things that really can make your perspective bigger and more positive and more optimistic
You know, just why don't you describe that or what you do to help on a regular basis continue to stretch that muscle?
Well, that's a great question. And actually, the thing that comes to mind that is comes up most often in our Purium business is one of the things that people think and therefore change what they feel is the perspective of I'm not calling my friends and family because I'm bothering them by trying to sell them something. That's a powerful perspective to have. And yet, if you change it slightly, if you change where you stand, and now your perspective is, I have found something amazingly powerful that works in an amazing way that's going to help people, and I love my friends and family enough to not leave them behind. That's a completely different kind of perspective that's going to drive how you feel. And then when you change how you feel, when you're approaching these people and you have that conviction about why you're doing it, then your approach is going to be completely different than the hesitant. And it does come off in possibly an annoying way when you know it's like, I know I'm just trying to sell you something and that's my perspective versus I really love and care about you and I have something amazing that I know I need to get into your hands. And I am going to find financial abundance and you're going to be part of that journey with me because I love you that much.
Well, so you know, the language that you use, the words that you use really do make a difference. And the language that you're using is a big part of that posture and attitude. Can you give us some more examples of good or not so good language that helps to feed into that perspective and feeling?
Yeah, I mean, other perspectives that we can really give ourselves is about the people who have said yes to us. You know, we have maybe it's even that first gift card that gets redeemed. And we've inspired at least one person to take the journey with us. And that's somebody who's saying yes, who wants to make a change and what is our role in being there for them. And a lot of people may come in and say, well, I'm not a leader. And yet you inspired somebody to follow you. So when you take that posture and really that ownership, I'll use that word, when you take ownership over it, then it changes the posture too. I'll give you an example. When you go to a big venue, like say a public healthy happy hour, and you walk in and you could be thinking to yourself, well, I have one person on my team, my so-called team, and I'm not a leader. And yet, you know, what's interesting about a venue like that is that people don't walk around with big billboards saying, I'm a two-star crown, I'm a royal crown, I'm a consultant. You know, people don't walk around with signs like that. And yet, we instinctively pick out who's who in the crowd because, you know, there's certain people who dress a certain way. There's certain people who walk around as if they own the place, okay? And that's taking ownership because when I go to a venue, regardless of who's running it, of who's organized it, I'm part of the team, out of the Purium family, and I need to make sure that people are being taken care of, that we have a sound system that works, that the event is going to flow smoothly. And just by having that attitude that's going to give me the posture when I walk around, that people are going to know just by that I'm somebody there, whatever my title may be. And I can take that ownership and that attitude with me anywhere.
You know, it's a really big point. It's something that David Sandoval says, and it always sticks with me, is that it doesn't matter what your job is, if you do it at the highest level that you can, then you're doing the greatest service that you can at that moment. And so, you know, if you live your life in every moment at all times, you know, how can I do this the best? How can I help the most people? How can I be the most focused? How can I be of service? You know, that attitude, that can-do attitude creates positive energy, and positive energy is attractive. You know, what are some other ways or some other things that you see people give energy with their prospects or even with their team?
Well, a word that comes up for me when you say that, David, is the word confidence. You know, and I think it can be maybe an overused word. And what does that even mean? And again, it can have to do with our perspective because it's what do you have confidence in? And maybe we don't have as much confidence in ourselves as we need to at that moment. Maybe we're afraid that we don't have as much information as we need to share. Maybe we're afraid that we don't know the tools that we need to share or the process that we need to follow. And And so we need to find something, if it's not in ourselves first. We got to find our way there. But if it's not in ourselves first, it's grabbing hold of what we do have confidence in. So at the very least, I have confidence in, I have a product that works, period. Right? If we at least grab that confidence, we can use that to create a posture that we need when we're approaching people, because people can't be more excited or more convicted about what we have than we are. So it's going to start with us and how we feel about it, and that's going to translate. And so, you know, a lot of times I think we would use that word confidence, but what does that really mean and what does it look like? You know, and I want you to imagine, like, what a timid person looks like. You know, they're not standing up straight. Maybe they're not making good eye contact. Maybe their voice is a little bit, you know, unsure. And, you know, and the language. You can tell by the language, too. I'm sure this probably might not be something you want to check out. But if you could just look at it, I could give you a $50 gift card if you want to. It's very different than, oh, my gosh, you're going to absolutely love this thing that I found. It's so amazing. I'm going to send you some information. If you like it, I'm going to send you a $50 gift card. You know, and so really
it's that enthusiasm and energy. I didn't even hear exactly what you said, but whatever you said, I wanted to do it. So, you know, there is, it's contagious, that positive energy. You know, people love being, I'm sure everyone knows somebody in their life that's just a light, that's just positive and upbeat and funny and friendly. And then I'm sure everybody has somebody in their life that's negative and downtrodden and always sharing problems and issues and whatever. And, you know, who would you rather call? Who would you rather hang out with? Who would you rather do business with? That super upbeat positive person or that super negative person? Who would you rather help? That super positive person. So, you know, that posture, that attitude, that desire to be fantastic, not only is important as a leader, but also to attract other leaders that may be able to share wisdom and help as well. So, you know, it's important to create that culture and that teamwork, you know, based upon optimism and positive energy. It really is contagious.
Well, positivity is like a huge topic all on its own because, you know, we're in a world that's surrounded by negativity. It's what we're trained to do in our everyday life, and it's hard to get out of that. And so it is a muscle that needs to be trained. And I love seeing, you know, I see the positivity challenge on Facebook, and, you know, you get a challenge and you have to write some positive things. And a lot of times I see very broad type gratitude. And, you know, I would say, what if we made it more granular? What if we made it more specific? What if we made it about all the little wins? Because the truth is, again, my favorite word, perspective, positive and negative exist together. It's just what we choose to see. And whatever we're looking for is what we're going to find. And so if we want positivity in our lives, we have to look for it and we'll find it. And so when we look at the same picture and we know that there's positive and negative together, we need to choose and pick out the positive parts. And, you know, it has one of my favorite index cards to write down is, what can I do? Because we always get caught in, I can't do this because, and, you know, there's all kinds of negativity that comes up associated with that on, I can't get there, I can't find babysitter, I can't, you know, I can't, I can't, I can't, I can't. Well, what can I do? How do I get through that situation? And when we have this exercise of just identifying every little win, whatever it may be, and you know what? Only and just are banned words when it comes to identifying any kind of success. Just like, you know, in our transformation, I definitely banned, I only lost 1.5 pounds. Okay, when's the last time you lost any weight? Maintaining weight could be a win for some of us. You know,
right. But
when you look at things deeper, you know, that person who only lost 1.5 pounds actually lost 5.5 pounds of fat and gained 4 pounds of muscle. Well, that's a different perspective than I just lost 1.5 pounds. So, you know, it's always something deeper and more that we can look for that is positive.
Well, and I really like the simple word win, you know, that people like to win. You know, and when you find ways to feel good about your day, when you find ways to feel good about somebody you're working with, whether it's a prospect, downline, upline, crossline, mentor, whatever, when you find ways to you know, find ways to find specific wins in your day, in your activity, it keeps you moving forward. And that's what it's all about, is getting better every day at whatever you do, however you do it. And that's something that's neat about network marketing in general, is that for lots of people, the benefits go so far beyond how much money you're making in your Purium business, but how much you're growing as a person. So is there anything that you want to share about the relationship of personal development and growing as a person, creating better perspective and bigger perspective and better posture, and then vice versa, the people who have that, you know, their desire to self-develop? Anything come to you on that?
Oh, man, David, you just don't know. Okay, people who know me now, you know, people who saw me standing on a stage in front of 700 people speaking on the main stage at National Convention would not know the person that I was just a few years ago. I mean, the person in the back, the person that, you know, was absorbing, listening, observing, you know, to say, you know, the speed of the leader is the speed of the pack. And so we constantly push ourselves forward so that there's a trail for people to follow behind, that it's a proving the concept that it can be done. And that's, again, perspective and posture in terms of, you know, I need to be better so that my team can win. You know, I need to prove the concept that this person that used to tell the story that they used to be shy, that person who didn't do public speaking and networking, can be a two-star crown in the Purium company. You know, and to see the journey that we go through, and it's really funny because I have a friend that started this business with me that I've known for probably 18 years, and she kind of, you know, went out of the business for a few months even, and we were at a public healthy happy hour, and we're doing a Crown University, and we broke out into teams, and I had my team there, and I was, you know, going through business planning, and I just realized in that moment my posture, my attitude, and you know, walking around that circle with my team and really leading them, that I was a different person than she knew me just a few months ago, because we constantly evolve and become what we need to be for our teams. And that is about stepping into leadership and becoming who we need to be to get what we want. You know, to see, like, my dreams require me to be at this certain level, and how am I going to get there? And it's a constant self-improvement with books and participating in masterminds and knowing there's so much more to learn, and really turning around and helping others and showing them, you know, you're not going to fall off the cliff and die if you speak on the mastermind call. It's going to be okay. And you can have a part in inspiring others because somebody already said yes to you. And it starts with that, redeeming that very first gift card, because somebody said yes, that they want to follow you. They want to be part of what you're doing. And that's something that can give us confidence, that, you know, if I don't have confidence in who I am, then it can be confidence in what I want to do for my friend. It can be confidence in that I know I'm going to take care of you. Like, I don't want you to fail, and so I'm going to do everything that I can to give you the tools that you need to succeed. It can be confidence in that to start with, and the rest will come in time. But find whatever it is that you can have confidence in today, because it's just taking that first foot, that first step outside your comfort zone. When you can take a step outside your comfort zone, outside of that comfortable bubble, that's actually where your dreams live. And so you can actually walk in your dream, and you can be living your dream. And I have team members that I get to see living their dreams right now, and that is the most amazing thing ever.
Well, there's a ton of stuff that I want to add on to, but we're running out of time. So let me just say a couple things as far as a wrap up on just some of those ideas. One is, you know, the concept of expanding your comfort zone, of you can either shrink your life down to meet who you are and what your income is, or you can expand yourself to get to those dreams. And so, you know, it's fantastic, the personal development that you've experienced and that you're sharing with others, because people who do see you don't imagine you as somebody who's quiet and a wallflower and not ready to take leadership. And so it's fantastic to know that, you know, leaders are not born, they're developed, and a lot of that development occurs through your own personal desire to grow yourself. And so that's a big, big part of having the right attitude and posture. And the other thing that you were saying was, you know, find something that your belief level is high in. Find something that you want to lead with, whether it's the product, whether it's the commitment to non-GMO, whether it's the compensation plan, whether it's your upline, whether it's, you know, whoever it may be, whatever it may be, you know, what got you excited in the first place to say yes yourself? So going back even beyond the first gift card you shared to what was it that you were excited about or that you've experienced, and, you know, using that, and that's why being a product of the product is so important, is because that oftentimes for most people is the easiest and most concrete thing to share and to start with and to have an experience is to really make a decision to be as healthy as you possibly can be. And that's one of the things I love about this business, is that, you know, the healthier you get, the easier it is to share the business and the more money you make. And the more money you make, the more reasons you have to be healthier, because you want to look your best to represent and be a billboard for Purium and for your business and who you are and what you represent. So, you know, it's just that positive cycle, that upward spiral that means so much to, you know, what you can present. So, Tracy, thanks so much for sharing your thoughts and your words of wisdom and ideas around posture and attitude and belief and lots of great stuff. And I really like that perspective, think, feel, do, have. So thanks so much for sharing tonight.
Thank you so much, David, for having me. And I have one last tip for people when they leave their house: make a commitment never to wear what I call baggy diaper butt pants out the door. Wear clothes that fit, dress for success. You'll get the compliments you deserve, which is also going to boost your confidence. So that's my last
awesome
tip. So thank you, David.
Well, fantastic. Well, you know, one of the things I love about this business is that there's so many fantastic people to share great information. And, you know, Tuesday nights we do business. Wednesday nights we do product. And so David Sandoval is going to be sharing a whole different set of knowledge and wisdom and information on tomorrow night's call. So you want to be on. You want to listen. You want to expand your belief, expand your knowledge, and have something new to hang on to that you can pass forward and increase your attitude, your posture, and your belief about our products and our program. So every Wednesday night, David is on the calls. I believe tomorrow night's going to be Dave and the Doctors. I'm not positive. I'm heading off to Germany, so I'm not going to be on tomorrow night's call. Unfortunately, I will be over the Atlantic Ocean someplace, but, you know, calls are recorded. Hopefully you got some good information on tonight's call, and hopefully you'll be there tomorrow night as well. And David and I are going to be in Germany. If you know anybody over in Europe, send them our way, and we'll be up in Canada next week. So a lot happening. Check your event schedule and constantly be plugging into to these calls and this information. So, again, congratulations on a fantastic September. If you didn't get orders or enrollments in, you know, get them in tonight through the website up till midnight Central Time. And if you have any challenges, you can call our call center or even email up through noon Pacific tomorrow. So busy times. This is the hardest selling season, and glad that you're part of it. Glad you're listening in, growing yourself. And Tracy, again, thanks so much. And Brandy, congratulations, Royal Crown One. Woo! Let me open up the line. Give everybody an opportunity to give Brandy a shout out, and then we're heading out.
Hello.
Oh
my God! Oh my God!
Thank you.
All right, all you world crowns.
Thank you. Bye.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Aloha,
John. Hi. Oh. Hi. Hi. Aloha. Randy.
Aloha.
Oh, great.